Hello, everybody. I'm Steve, and this story rolls off of my growing up, being around people in my family, up through the times that I was sitting listening with my grandparents, my uncles, watching young men come back from Vietnam, and then having to make a choice about the scars that I saw on them, the scars that I had, and the scars that I would later develop, and the scars that each of us carry. And we look back at the wounds that we have. We look back at the little bites that have been taken out of us over life. But medically, that's called, after that healing, that's called the proud flesh. Thought that Leave It to Beaver and the Ozzie and Harriet show was the real life as things ought to be. But found out that mom and dad had to almost rob Peter and Paul just to make ends meet. All I wanted to do then was sail down the road, get through school, a job, roof over my head, decent health care, a family. That pass it on dream, you know, of be all that you want to be. Stepped off the front porch into the world, got hit upside the head, knocked off cloud nine, then stumbled, fumbled, and bumbled into the social reality that shouted, hell no, boy. Naysayer twisted the facts. Government USA, the invisible, covered their tracks. Denied every foul deed from slavery to Jim Crow. Set me up then, ready to knock me flat on my back. Had me believing that everything's fine. Don't worry about what you can't change and don't see. Took a closer look, peeled away myth, promise, and guarantees. Shell-shocked and crippled who came back from Nam and anyone else who shoved things in front of me I could not find, screamed, use that book, heavy mind. You read those books, walk around like you're going somewhere. You ain't ignorant. You just don't see that you're blind. Sought out Panther. Learn to learn. To understand that among us there were those who hear the people cry. That we each had a choice as to how nobly we live or how, without ever trying, we quit, lay down, and die. Started to dig in. Believe that right here, right there, right among all of us, there was this thing, man-made monster called oppression. And the powers to be only tolerated our demands, delivered us crumbs, leftovers, you know, piecemeal concessions. Rolled up my sleeves, jumped in, heart to heart, back to back. And Huey reminded Panther of the undisputed fact that words may precede change, but the criterion for truth must be the leap from theory to practice, the doing, the act. So much has passed since Panther was a beacon. It's programs 24/7, you know, that community rock and roll. But there is still that unchained will, that spirit of people and dreams unreached that transcend and still go untouched beyond body and soul. Thank you.
Okay, next, Mark, we're going to come up.